Welcome back to Healing Trauma. I'm Lynn Fraser. Mindfulness does not mean we blindly go along with whatever is happening in our nervous system. We are aware of what is going on internally in our body, breath, energy, feelings, sensation, and our thoughts. We use our higher level cognition and emotional self-regulation to reassure our primitive brain and survival system of fight, flight, freeze. Often as a child, we felt so alone. Now we can be present with ourselves as an adult. We can recognize the negative effects of catastrophic, worst-case scenario thinking and challenge them when they arise. We might notice we are holding our breath. We learn to down-regulate our system through even continuous breathing or extended exhalations of at least 6 seconds. These are emergency practices. You can use today's practices for when you are afraid or beginning to panic. They can also help break the trance of what-if catastrophic thinking. They can be used as resilience practices to help build the strength of your nervous system when you're not triggered. They help reset our nervous system and give us more strength and stability. These practices are all on my website, lynnfraserstillpoint.com. And right at the top, there's a menu item called Emergency Practices. You can scroll down for options. You don't have to do them all. Just pick one that catches your eye. Then if you like, you could try another one. These are simple, like bringing your hands together and feeling the warmth, or reading these sentences out loud. One of the cool things about neuroscience and about all of the research that's being done right now on the brain, our nervous system, recovering from trauma, is that sometimes it's the simplest discoveries. When we read something aloud, it's very calming. Pick something up, read the text off my webpage, and see for yourself. Read aloud for a minute or two. We can allow our body to help us to calm down. This is something that's very simple, holding your own hand. Just bring your hands together. If you're alone, you could rub them together. You could put one or both hands on your heart and feel the warmth. If you're in a meeting or something, just bring your hands together, either on the top of the table or underneath. Feel the warmth of your own hands. Another simple gesture of comfort is to place one hand under your armpit and the other hand on your opposite shoulder. Feel the warmth. It's like giving yourself a hug. If you wear glasses, take them off. Rub your hands together until they are warm. Cup them over your eyes and absorb the warmth into your tissues. This next practice works with the breath. Breathing out at least 6 seconds activates our relaxation response. And don't worry if you don't have a regular breath of 6 seconds. You can sing, you could hum, you could talk in longer sentences. Try it. Do you have a favorite song that you could sing along to? Maybe you play the flute or the saxophone. That's also excellent for long exhalations. You could also practice extended exhaling breathing. When you practice extended exhaling breathing, you first start with an even, smooth, rhythmic breath. Count how long it takes you to breathe in, and then match your exhalation to that. Once you're breathing smoothly, continuously, and there's no effort in the breath, then extend your exhalation a little bit more, up to twice as long. You could lie down for the practice. Relax your stomach area. Over time, you can develop the capacity to breathe in for 3 seconds and breathe out for 6. Do it for 2 or 3 minutes and see how you feel. Extended exhaling is only as a practice for when you need to calm down. It's not meant as a 24/7 breath. Smooth, continuous, diaphragmatic breathing through the nose. That's about the same length on the exhale as the inhale, is what we recommend on a daily basis. Pioneering trauma expert Dr. Peter Levine recommends exhaling with the sound voo. Put the recording on pause and try exhaling with a sound of voo 6 or 8 times. If you need a quick reset, box breathing is a great option. There are four sides to a box, and we're using a count of four. We exhale for four, hold for four, inhale for four, and hold for four. And we do that a half a dozen times. Let's try it now. Inhale, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, breathe out, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, breathe in, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, breathe out, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four, breathe in, two, three, four, hold, two, three, four. Then let your exhalation go and begin to come back to a normal breath. Shake the tree is a Qigong exercise that really actually helps to shake up the energy and release anxiety. Stand up and stand relaxed. Bend your knees, bounce gently and shake your arms, hands, shoulders, legs, and hips. And get a little bit vigorous with it. Really shake through your arms and hands, your legs, your hips. Let it release. Flick tension off the ends of your fingers. Shake the whole tree. Let the energy move through your body. And then you can do this one either separately or right after shake the tree. This is where you throw the energy down into the ground. Start by standing with your arms above your head, fists lightly clenched, and then exhale forcefully while you throw your hands down and open your fingers. Throw the energy out of your body and into the ground. Do that three times or more if you like. Really feel it from the start where your hands are above your head, fists lightly clenched. And then as you bring your hands down, open your fingers and let the energy be gone out of your body. This practice with the senses, you can do sitting up, lying down, standing up. We're going to notice each of the five senses and say each observation aloud. So look for five things that you can see, or maybe five things a specific color, and say it out loud. I see a lamp, a chair, a tree. And then notice four things that you can feel. I feel the warmth of my skin, my soft shirt. And listen for three sounds. Say them out loud. And then say two things that you can smell now, or name two of your favorite smells. And then one thing that you can taste, or one favorite taste of yours, and say it out loud. This 5-4-3-2-1 of the senses is a really powerful way, and it's so simple, to come back, just notice I'm grounded in my body, I can see, I can hear, I can feel, I can listen, I can smell, I can taste. One of the effects of working with some of these simple practices is that we no longer feel so helpless. We may still get activated or anxious, but we know how to calm ourselves. This is emotional downregulation. And it's something that ideally we learn in our family environment, and many of us haven't, so we can always learn it now. And there are some other wonderful ways to calm our nervous system. One is to hug a safe person or an animal. If you have a pet, that can be very healing. You could phone a friend. A big one for me is going out into nature, or even just looking out a window, notice the sky, trees, birds. You could do the relax your forehead practice from day one. In longer term, breathing practices like alternate nostril breathing, relaxation practices where we go through the whole of our body and relax the muscles, all build resilience and strength in the nervous system. We all experience times when we're activated. Our breathing might be getting shallow. We're scared. We're experiencing fear or anger. And these practices can bring us back to ourselves. They're simple and powerful. Tomorrow in day three, we're going to work directly with thought, fearful and anxious thoughts, catastrophic thinking. We're going to learn about some practices like tapping and tracing and changing our focus. I hope you can join me. Before you go, join me in a 5-minute practice of extended exhaling breathing. As we breathe out longer than we breathe in, our nervous system has a chance to settle and calm and deeply relax. Our ideal normal breath is the same length on the exhale and inhale. It's diaphragmatic, it's smooth, it's even and continuous, and is through the nose. When we're breathing diaphragmatically, we'll notice that as we breathe in, the stomach expands or rises, and as we breathe out, the stomach settles back towards the spine. Our body wants to breathe diaphragmatically. Tension in the body is what gets in the way of that. Relax your stomach area, let your belly soften, and that will start to happen on its own. A lot of breathing practices are best done lying down in a comfortable position. And then tune into your whole body from head to toes. We're going to do a breathing relaxation practice now. We start by noticing the breath. What is the pattern and the rhythm of your breath before you start the practice? Let your stomach relax and let your breath settle and become calmer. Notice how long it takes you to breathe in. You might be breathing in to a count of 3. And then see if you could breathe out to the same length. So inhale, 2, 3. Exhale, 2, 3. Go with the natural length of your in-breath right now. And then let your exhale be about the same. Relax the whole back of your body. Let your body settle into the support of the floor or the bed. Soften through your stomach and let your breath be settled, smooth and continuous. And as you become more familiar with this, this only takes several breaths. It doesn't take a long time. And we start to have a more regular, continuous breathing pattern. There's more ease in our breathing. It becomes smoother and continuous. Keep your attention really focused on that rhythm of your breath, on the softening of your stomach as you breathe out. Settle your attention there. As you're feeling relaxed and at ease in this breathing pattern, begin to let your exhalation go a little bit longer. Keep your inhale the same length and start to extend your exhale. And we're not doing that by pushing in our muscles or anything like that. We're just keeping the belly soft and letting the exhale be a bit longer. So you might be breathing in, 2, 3, out, 2, 3, 4. And let it gradually extend over several breaths, up to twice as long. Exhaling about 6 seconds gives our nervous system a chance to recognize that we're breathing out, we're relaxing, and it can activate the relaxation response in our body. Work with the rhythm of your own breath at an easy, comfortable pace. Over time, you'll develop the capacity to easily breathe out to a count of 6. So let your whole system settle and soften and relax. And then bring your attention back to your breath with an even length. When you're finished, roll over onto your left side and stay there for a few breaths, and then bring yourself back up into a sitting pose. This is a practice to use when you're feeling kind of anxious or upset. It helps to calm your whole nervous system.